This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. President Trump's whirlwind tour of Texas yesterday celebrated the opening of a new Louis Vuitton factory in Keene, raised money in Fort Worth, and ended with a huge rally in Dallas. KERA's Stella Chavez reports.
The line to see Trump stretched for blocks from the American Airlines Center. It included supporters like Jonathan Hale of ULIS. He donned a red Make America Great Again cap and a blue Trump 2020 t-shirt.
I've been really excited about what he's done with the military, especially with the VA system. I use the Veterans Administration services, and I follow, you know, various things and the wars and getting people back home. So he really does things that I like.
During the 90-minute speech, Trump touted a low unemployment rate. He also railed against Democrats over immigration and the impeachment inquiry being mounted against him. Then Trump appealed to Texans' pride.
From Dallas to El Paso, from Houston to Austin, from the Red River to the Rio Grande, this state was settled by some of the toughest men and strongest women ever to walk on the face of the earth, Texas.
Across the street from the arena, protesters gathered, chanting support for Kurdish allies. Misgal Ali came to the U.S. as a refugee from the Kurdistan region in Iraq. She criticized Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops out of nearby Syria.
The president of the United States made a bad decision. Kurdish people are his true allies in the Middle East. How can America stand by and let their true ally be targeted like the way they have been targeted?
The protests reached all the way to Grand Prairie, where presidential hopeful and former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke held what he called a rally against fear. There was one arrest in downtown Dallas. Police detained a man wearing body armor and carrying a gun outside American Airlines Center. They said he was licensed to carry, and they took him to a hospital for evaluation. I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.